This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
We're rolling on this Monday, special edition of the whole show, powered by Chevron. We've got it's fun to be out here because there's a lot going on with the University of Northern Colorado on the athletic side of things. And, you know, on my show, I primarily am talking football and men's basketball, but it is a chance to catch up with a lot of these other fantastic athletes. But two guys that I know pretty well, we've got Quinn Danker, guard for the UNC Bears, and Brock Wisney, forward, center forward, depending on point guard, guard, you know, yeah. Positions, they don't matter anymore. 100%. Brock Wisney's joining us, as he does each and every week. I totally didn't forget to text you that your stomping grounds, but yeah. It worked out.
It did.
Before you took off and drove, you know, west.
Yeah, you almost threw me off the scent. It's all right.
But we've got Brock Wisney and Quinn Danker in. And Quinn, I just got to say, man, like, Your attitude, who you are, like, you getting after it. Your videos from last year, hilarious. The things that you do to help promote this program. I know the future of basketball playing is you got a lot of games left. But whatever you decide to do after that is going to be really interesting to see, whether it's coaching or whether you're going to be on Saturday Night Live at some point. That will be interesting.
I appreciate that, Brady. I appreciate that.
How fun is that to do that kind of stuff, though,
it's
man?
It's so fun. Are you kidding me? Like, just I mean, we have an awesome media team. We have just great – I honestly, I think it stems from just the top down. Like, we have so much support here at UNC that allow us to be who we really are through and through. Like, I can undeniably be myself all the time here. It's pretty fun because they always ask me to do, like, little things. Like, oh, just go promote our game, and then they don't give me any scripts. Just go be you. And so that's really fun, just be able to do that and do what we can to help our team, you know, get fans to the games but also raise money or whatever the situation is. But it's a lot of fun to be a Bear.
I loved it, man. Keep doing that kind of stuff. It's great. And Brock, I've told you before, like, man, dude, the radio stuff, you've been fantastic on this stuff so far. We've only done a couple of shows, and it's been makes my job really easy.
Yeah.
Being able to bring it on the air like this.
It's just been fun. We're just talking regular conversation. You make it easy on me, you know. Thank you.
I try
for that.
To, yeah. Except for when I don't text you where the show is actually going to be located.
The logistics maybe can work a little bit.
Hey, man, I'm not going to be there. I'm actually in Denver. I'll be in Texas next week.
I'll be there.
Make it down there. Brock Wisney, Quinn Danker joining us. Guys, I'm ready for the season to get started. I know we've had a couple of secret scrimmage that I can't talk about, right? We can't talk about. Mm-hmm. And then you guys had the exhibition game against Wyoming, which was a really big deal. And from what I hear, both extremely close battles and things to work out, but a lot of things that you're excited to see put together once we get into the regular season.
100%. I think when you just – we already had our foreign trip, right? So those are a couple games where you go – you know, you go in, play someone different that's not you, and go beat down on them a little bit, think you're good, and then all of a sudden, you know, we instead of going through our lumps in the middle of the season, when games actually count, it's kind of nice to be able to do it in a secret scrimmage than in an exhibition game and know that we were the better team in both of those situations and then still come out of it with a bunch of learning and stuff to do. So it's nice to be able to get our lumps out early and then just learn and figure out what we need to do to change in order to get some wins.
You were such an interesting get for UNC, obviously transferring over before last season. And your role was just, you were all over the place. I mean, sometimes you'd be starting at that point guard spot. You basically just did whatever you needed to do. And that's, I always look at you and say, like, that's a guy with a base. Mm-hmm. You know, not just physically, but mentally, too. You have a base. You're willing to do whatever it takes. Now you're stepping into this role as, you know, there's going to be more, even more expected, if that's
for
fair
sure,
to say.
For sure.
Oh, it is, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and so talk to me about that transition, too, because last year it was, you got to do whatever we need at any position at any given time.
For sure.
Now it's like putting more emphasis on the one position, but still the expectations are huge.
For sure. Well, you talk about my base. My base and foundation and everything is my faith. So I'm confident in every single situation because I know that I'm second always and that, you know, my faith in God is always first, and that just kind of carries me throughout any situation, whatever it is. I know that it's just going to be a small, minute part of my life, and I can just go in and do my absolute best and allow him to do the rest. But then as far as my preparation goes and my work goes, and I prep and prepare to be whatever role I need to be. Like, I'm always prepping to be the best possible version of Quinn that I can be at all times. And then just depending on the situation, depending on the team, depending on the coach, depending on whatever the day is, whatever the team needs from me, that's what I can become. But as far as like my preparation goes, I'm always prepping to be the best version of myself. And so if that's what the team needs for me, I'll be the best version of Quinn every single day. That's what I'm prepping for. But like I said, you know, last year especially, there were a lot of different games, a lot of different situations when they needed me to step up and do different things. And I was willing to do that because, it's you put the team, you put faith before yourself.
Yeah, and Brock, you were saying, you know, like, yeah, it's true. There's going to be even more expectations.
Oh, yeah. Quinn, he's obviously last year, he was like the glue guy for us.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about, he came in, did whatever was needed. But if you've seen him this offseason, like, I think of myself as a hard worker, but Quinn is like a hard worker, right? He's always in the gym. He's always preparing well. He's reading. He's not wasting time. He's productive, right? And, I mean, he's had a great summer. He's had a great two scrimmages. Like, I know that you can't see the box scores on that, but you'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah.
And Quinn's going to have a huge
I've
role.
I've heard from people. That's all I'm going to say. I've heard from random people that the numbers that this guy was putting up
and
pretty crazy.
That's why the numbers are good. He doesn't care about the numbers, right? He's just doing what the team needs him to do, and he's always going to. And he's going to support guys in the same way. He's consistent. So.
Well, and you're a lot like that too, though. I mean, 100%. Let's talk about your position and what you're going to be asked to do this year too. We discussed this a bit last week with Coach Smiley too. You might be at 5, you might be at 4, whatever, just to kind of rework how this looks, different looks, whatever. And sometimes that can be uncomfortable or an unselfish kind of move, because here's the position you're most comfortable in. We're going to try to move you around a bit too. So there has to be a little of that give and take on your side as well.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a learning curve, right? Like, at first I'm like, man, can I really do this? Or can I really go to the 4 for, like, extended minutes and see how that looks? But, you know, you learn. You kind of get thrown into the fire and you figure it out. And, you know, me, Quinn, and Zach, and a lot of the older leadership, you know, we're going to do whatever's asked of us and to our best of ability. And so as long as we put our best foot forward, you know, Smiley's going to arrange it how he needs to. And the cards will fall well. So.
How close are you guys, like you two and then Zach Block? Obviously, there's a lot of great players on this roster, a lot of new faces we're excited to see, but there is a common thread, and it's you three guys.
Us three are like family. You know, I feel like you can go on to say more than just like friends and close friends and best friends and stuff. We're like family. We go through a lot together. We have a lot of deep conversations. Like, it's funny. Like, the conversations we're having right now, these are conversations me and Brock have on the daily and just, like, talk about. And we'll sit. And us three will sit. You know, he lives one floor above me and Zach. Me and Zach are roommates. And, you know, Brock will always come down into our room, and we'll just sit and have conversations for hours. And just whatever it is about life, we have really deep conversations. And so it connects us much beyond that. We also push each other. You know, we're always competing against each other, always trying to push to make each other better. And it was funny, there was just a clip the other day where in practice there was like I just kind of screwed up a ball screen coverage. I didn't really know what was going on. And then the next play, like, Brock and Zach like had an like issue with the ball screen coverage, and us three are all like screaming at each other. And then, but then afterwards we all like hug, and it's just the funniest thing, just because that's literally us. You know, we're like very much throw it into the fire, figure it out, get it done, but we're getting it done together, people.
It is interesting for me. You know, whenever I go to see you guys in practice, and then compared to sitting down right now, completely different people. And that's what you want. Yeah. You want to have good dudes off the floor,
100%,
but pretty scary dudes on the floor. And that's, I mean, it's intense.
Yeah.
I remember going and watching you guys this summer, like during, you know, it was 99 degrees outside, and I'm in there watching you guys just, I'm sweating from the journey from the parking lot to the gym, and I'm like, man. My dogs are barking, and then I go in there, and you guys are just going at it. And I think even Coach talked, there's things to clean up in the summer, but it was intense. Mm-hmm. Never lacked intensity.
We're high strung. I think that's a positive that we've had all summer. We haven't really had like a bad practice where, you know, there's no energy. And I think that the juice has always been there, and that's so good for us, man. It's really good.
Yeah, well, and you got to be intense with a head coach like Steve Smiley.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Right? I mean, that guy goes.
Yeah,
he does.
He goes. He does not slow down very often.
No, doesn't.
Kind of like a hummingbird. I don't think he stops.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We were just talking about that the other day with the team. Is a bunch of the new guys are talking about, man, we literally never stop. You know, it's a huge adjustment for teams because they don't realize our water breaks are maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was like, man. Let the guys – you know, it gives you guys plenty of water. But there's no room for talking and chatting or anything that.
No.
It's get the necessary liquid and then move on and get right back to practice.
And I love it. It's super efficient, emulates a game perfectly. It's the best, 100%.
Well, and of course, you know, a guy like Coach Smiley, he's so – meticulous, like he's
detailed.
Yeah, so many different things that he's pushing on, and that's I do a podcast with him. That's the easiest podcast in the world because all I have to do is say like four things.
It'll just say everything.
Coach Smiley tells me everything I need to know. I can't take notes fast enough. Yeah. But that's great for you guys. You know, young basketball minds learning from a coach like Steve Smiley.
Yeah, you know, having someone like that has made us more detailed, right? Like you don't even realize it at first. I come here as a freshman, and I'm just, you know, spacey or whatever, but I learned, like, it's all about detail. That's honestly the most important word when it comes to basketball that I can think of, right? Just always being intentional with your actions and being detailed, and that's what he's taught us. So,
yeah, what have you learned about, you know, basketball in general? Because it's not to say you know a ton about basketball. In fact, one of the conversations I had with Smiley before we even watched you play was like, yeah, that guy could probably be a head coach someday. So definitely the basketball IQ is there. But how has that kind of changed or altered since your time here at UNC?
It's actually really funny because I was telling Smiley the other day, I, you know, growing up and playing for my dad was a college coach, and learning all that stuff has kind of been my own problem for a while because I always thought I was smarter than I actually was until I got here. And just I've never respected – like, there's been a lot of coaches that I've loved playing for, learned a ton from, but I've never respected a coach like I've respected Smiley. I'd run through a wall for the guy just because he's taught me so much, but he's also taught me, like, the nuances of, you know, my morals in life are faith, family, and basketball, or faith, family, and growth in basketball. And I didn't, for a long time, know if you could really apply those values into coaching, and he showed me you could. And so I've just tried to learn a lot from him and soak up as much as I can, and as I'm trying to figure out this phase of life and just kind of letting God handle it.
That's one of the things I really liked about his philosophy too, was like, you know, we don't want our coaching staff to be, they're not going to be, you know, they're going to be home with their families. They're not going to be out until 10 or 11 working.
And, yeah.
You know, holidays, we're going to take those seriously when we can. Obviously there's travel and stuff that you guys have to pay attention to, but you know, those kind of things I think are huge. And you really hear that when he's talking about the values, and it sounds like you guys kind of have some of those things, same things.
Yeah, I mean, he's prepared us for life, right? You know, and Coach Reed, Coach Smiley, all the coaches, they kind of let you know, like, basketball, like, you can – they say this super often. They say, you can do anything you want, but you can't do everything, right?
You got to pick
a few things, and you got to give that your attention. So, obviously, like Quinn was talking about, like, if it's me, right, my family is huge, my faith is huge, and basketball's huge. I don't need to worry about everything else, right? Because when I focus on and I love those three things, then I'm going to excel in them, right? It's like saying a job. Like, you're not going to work – you're not going to do well at a job you don't like.
Yeah.
Right? No. So you want to do something you love, and I think that's something they taught us.
Well said. You know, and I love hearing that too. You know, this encourages me. I'm a little bit – not a lot. A little bit older than you guys. Not a lot.
22, 23.
Yeah, pretty much. It was just the other day I was –
Quinn might be older than you.
I might be older.
You could be older now. We could be – same. No, to hear the way you guys talk to about your faith, about what's important, keeping those top main things, but also being able to focus on the basketball side of it too, is really cool to see. And man, we got some great, great young men and women here at the University of Northern Colorado. So I can't wait to see what you guys do next week. Start the season.
Excited. Yeah.
Jeez, you can't win them all if you don't win the first one.
100%.
That's my only advice I can give you.
That's real. Man, it's real, though.
It's real. It's factual stuff. Yeah. All right, Quinn, Danker, Brock Wisney, guys, appreciate you so much.
Yeah,
looking forward to following this team all season.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate
all right,
you.
Fellas. The whole show live from the University of Northern Colorado, the University Center, as I finally found my way here. I did not get
good
lost,
job.
So that was exciting. We'll take a short break here. Don't go anywhere. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back into The Whole Show. Powered by Chevron. We've got a special edition here I haven't been in this building in a very long time at the University Center. Of course, I'm a UNC Bear. I graduated from here. It only took like 8 years. I should be a doctor, you would think. No, it wasn't quite 8 years. But Kira Rebess is joining us with the UNC Bear swim team. Kira, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it. You were the earliest. You got here on time. And I'm told when you swim and you're on this team, it's like clockwork.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I kind of really want to be on time. I mean, being an international on the team, especially from an island, we have a couple of girls joking about island time. So, and that's typically not on time, but I've kind of been drilled into my head that I need to be on time to places.
Kira is from Georgetown, Cayman Islands. Yes. So talk to me about the difference between where you grew up and here in Colorado, in northern Colorado.
So first of all, Colorado has seasons.
Yeah.
The Cayman Islands doesn't. We like to say we have summer and hurricane season. Those are our two seasons. It is very different. I love seeing all the different seasons here, especially winter and autumn, like just seeing the trees change. Like that's something I've never seen before. I do love that the sun does come out when it snows, just because it brings a little bit of more like a happier feel to it, even though it is cold. But it definitely is on the opposite side of like the spectrum compared to the Cayman Islands.
When did you see your first snow? How old were you when you saw your first snow?
So my dad is from Canada, so I did go to Canada for this.
So you knew
break.
You knew what to expect.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Well, but being in it is a different thing, like living in it on a somewhat
for sure, especially if it's really windy. Not a fan of that.
The wind's the worst part about it.
Yeah.
I can take a lot, but when you throw in the wind, it's not a fun thing.
No, not really.
So how's the season been going for you so far?
It's been going really well. The team has won their first two dual meets so far this season.
Awesome.
I'm honestly loving this team. Like, I can't wait to see what we can accomplish at conference this year.
So you do that. This is some hard. This is some crazy stuff that you do. The 200, the 400. Talk to us about your events that you're involved in. There's a lot.
Yeah. I can do all the freestyle events, but my main ones, especially my conference lineup, would be the 2, 5, and the mile.
Okay.
Those typically are my strongest ones, but I do love a good sprint every now and then. So I'm thrown in the relays just to help out with the team.
When did you know you wanted to be a Division I swimmer or could be a Division I swimmer?
I've known since I was 12 years old that I wanted to swim at this level. I didn't really get into competitive swimming until I was roughly like 10 or 11. I just didn't like competitions. And then I made my first national team back home, and I went to the Bahamas to compete at Carifta, which is like a little Caribbean meet, and it was so much fun, and I knew that was what I wanted to do, and I kind of wanted to see how far I could take myself in this sport.
It's such a hard sport.
Yes.
It seems like you have to be in such amazing shape, be extremely athletic, but like you said, you know, time commitment, everything that goes into it.
Yes.
It is a grind.
Yeah.
And you see, that's why it's obviously so cool when you win.
Yes, I think people don't fully understand swimming. It is not, it's definitely one of those sports where it's like if you were a swimmer, then you kind of know what's going on. But if you're not, it's kind of hard to kind of get into it. But I don't think people fully realize and understand the time and the training that we actually have to go through in order to put out those times, even to drop 0.1 of a second. Like, it's a lot on our bodies.
Let me ask this, because I like to swim. It's fun. Do you, like, in your free time, do you like to swim? Or is it like, I'm doing that all the time. Do I want to just go to hotels and there's a swimming pool there and I want to get in on that?
So, honestly, growing up on an island, I did have access to the beach, but I never really went because I was in the water almost, like, twice a day, every day. So I never really wanted to relax. But now coming here, not really having access to that beach, even though I'm swimming a lot, then whenever I go back home, I do actually find myself spending a lot more time on the beach. But vacation-wise, maybe a water park, but I'm not really looking to go somewhere where it has a pool, maybe just something like fun to do, or even honestly just lying at the beach. Like, but if I get in is a different question.
Yeah, if you get in, are you're probably not like doing your normal stuff in your normal routine. You're
I'm getting in to wash the sweat off of me and then to lie back down and get some more sun.
What's your favorite part about this sport?
Honestly, I would just say the team and the amount of opportunities it's given me. This team here, I love very much. The amount of internationals on this team, it just feels all like one. We just feel like one big family. The grind as well. I'm one of those people, I do get fidgety, so I feel like I need to do something, and swimming definitely does help take the edge off, and I can actually grind and like get ready to go.
We're talking to Kira Rabess, junior for the UNC Bears women's swimming and diving team. And, you know, the other thing I always look at, like, starting off in a race, that always looks so intimidating. That always looks, like, so nerve-wracking. Do you get nervous when you're up there getting ready to dive in?
It kind of depends on the event and I guess the meet that I'm at. If I know it's a big meet and a big event, then I do get a little bit nervous, but I kind of just try and focus on the work I have done in the past to be like, tell myself I'm ready to do this. Like, I have prepared for this, so there really should be nothing to worry about, and I just need to go in and give it my best.
What are your ultimate goals? I mean, are we talking Olympics? What are we talking?
That is my goal. I hope to be able to represent Cayman on the Olympic stage. That is definitely my goal.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
I love watching the Olympics, and I would say swimming is probably my, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here, that's my favorite event to watch, is swimming. And it's just, it's so fun. And then once you get to know them, not just even your country people, just you get to know other competition and who's good. And it's so much fun to watch because the way you guys move in the water is just, it's truly amazing.
Yeah, I honestly do love going to all these international competitions because I'm able to meet these amazing people and even make new friends from different countries that I probably never would have if I was just doing another, like, something else. So just being able to make those connections is definitely a plus, and I'm really thankful for that.
All right, so what else, when it's not swimming, what else are we doing? What are you doing with your free time?
I'm pretty lazy. I'm gonna be really honest. Back home, I think I would be, if I'm not swimming, I probably would be on the beach just kind of relaxing or just hanging out with my friends. I'm really not that much of an exciting person. I do love music, so I'll listen to music sometimes. I do, like, find peace in, like, coloring, so I'll do some coloring sometimes. But other than that, it really is just, especially here at UNC, it's just swim, school, eat, repeat.
Well, when you have such an intense schedule, you can imagine why, like, when you say, hey, on my free time, I just want to chill out. I think that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way. I can't wait till we see your name in the Olympics now. We're going to be looking out for that. That's going to be cool someday. What do you love most about UNC?
What I love most is just how friendly everyone is. It doesn't matter where you are from, like near or far, they treat everyone the same. I love that, especially our coach here, Coach Lisa, she's very adamant about internationals, and that's kind of what drew me to UNC, especially the swim team, because just having that diversity on the team is something that I was really looking for. But honestly, I just love it here.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck. There is a temperature change. It's coming up here in the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
So
it's yeah.
Not crazy, but just something to be watching out for.
Yeah.
All right, Kira, thanks so much for being on with us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, 12:33 the time. We're hanging out here on campus at the University Center for our UNC Bears special. There's just so many big events coming up for this Bears, for all of these Bears in the next couple of weeks. I mean, tomorrow you've got the UNC volleyball team taking on number 24 Colorado at 6 o'clock, and then they play Montana State at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Thursday. And then you got the wrestling blue and gold scrimmage. All of it's coming up. So this is a huge schedule for this Bears team. So 34 minutes left in the 34 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. We'll jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
I'm going to have to get John Kitzman to record one of those those rejoins for us.
You know, I'm just enjoying the bumper music you got coming back, man. You're right in the wheelhouse.
Well, I mean, it's all my doing. Of course, I pick all the songs and make sure Michael plays them correctly. And
had some Red Hot Chili Peppers earlier.
Love the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, had some Metallica. We're in a good. We're vibing really well.
I'm a big rock guy. I'm mainly a rock guy. So I try to get out of my box a little bit once in a while, but I mainly stick to the rock, John.
Well, hey, if you want, we can actually throw some Opalite on here and some little Taylor Swift. Really, really endear you to the new generation.
Mike. John Kitzman, Senior Associate Director of Athletics, joining me. And you guys, John and Brooke, setting all these interviews up. It's been a lot of fun, man. It's been great being out here. It's a little different tempo than what I normally do, and I like that because there's a lot of really cool things going on around UNC, where I graduated from.
Hey.
You know, I should be a doctor, by the way.
Six years?
As long as it took.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you and Tommy boy.
Got the handwriting of a doctor.
Yeah, Herbie Hancock.
But no, the cool thing is like, there are a lot of exciting things, and we're not just saying that as cliche or whatever. There's a lot of good programs out here, and what you guys are doing is a lot of fun to follow along.
You know, it's really funny because you just got done interviewing with Kira, and, you know, one of those things is like swimming and diving.
Yeah.
That's a program, you know, we have five sports that we actually sell tickets for, so football, volleyball, men's and women's basketball, and wrestling. Those are our ticketed sports where people come and they enjoy those events. Swimming and diving, not necessarily one of those, right? And it's not necessarily one at any place that you go, any school, but they're still competing. They still put in the same effort. They still do their up at early 6 a.m. practices. And, you know, those are the ones that if you're into it, you pay attention, you see what's going on. You know, it's not necessarily on that mainstream track, but there are so many people in their lives, in their careers that have done swimming over, you know, when you grew up, you were at the swim meets, or you have a daughter or a son that goes to the swim meets. And, you know, there's a lot of different entry points that you can get into. Swimming and diving is one of those. I think it's a really cool one. And thanks for doing that interview.
Well, and I do, and I'm not just saying, I wasn't just saying it because she was sitting here. But I love watching swimming in the Olympics. I don't know a lot about it. I just know how they move really fast in the water, and I think that's extremely impressive.
Yeah, every 4 years, you know, you get to see that kind of cycle through, and, you know, everybody becomes a household name for that 3 months.
Well, and people like me become experts. He should have been faster there at the stretch. The pool entry wasn't great, John.
And you know, when you see it on a regular basis or you go to one of our meets, it's a little different, right? Smaller venue, smaller arena, smaller natatorium. But at the same time, it can get so loud and rocking in there, especially if you've ever been around for a breaststroke when they're going on that and you're hitting a 100 or a 200. You know, they're going up and down, and everybody screams when their head comes out of the water, right? Like, it's totally silent, and all of a sudden it's go, you know, every time their head pops up.
It's an intense sport. It really is, and that's what's cool. I mean, there's a lot of sports that, you know, like I said, primarily on my show, we talk a lot of football, talk a lot of basketball, but it is fun to be able to highlight some of these great athletes that they have potential to go on and do greater things even. And you know, as Kira's talking about, ultimate goals are the Olympics, and obviously we know how hard that is, but if she were able to pull that off, that's as grand a scale as you can get when it comes to sports.
You know, and you mentioned, you know, the idea of going pro, and the NCAA has had that slogan forever about student athletes will go pro in many other things other than their sport. We've been very fortunate here at UNC. We have 16 players that are in the pros right now in men's basketball, playing overseas.
Phenomenal.
You know, whether it's Jaron right now playing in Perth. I mean, he started the game the other night in Perth.
Last Sunday,
right?
Highlights. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, for those that don't track, the NBL is legit. That's a real league, and you know they rival some of the NBA teams in some regard. And, you know, you get that kind of going. And we have 16 players in the pros on the men's basketball side right now. So, you know, we have a lot of success and stuff that happens once you leave here that you just don't necessarily recognize. You know, we're starting to do some engagements where we're telling some stories about people that have been here, that have been gone. We're looking at it. pay attention in the not so distant future. We're going to have a story on the 1975 football team.
Cool.
Yeah. So again, you know, 50 years ago, and the success that they had back in the Division II days.
Well, that's what I really like, too, about that approach is because, yes, it's all about going forward and pushing forward and marketing and better stuff and better whatever, but also not ignoring your past either. And I think that that is a fine balance that some schools can do but really need to try to anyway.
I mean, the foundation of this place is built on its alums and the historic past that we've had, you know, whether it's the wrestling program and how historic their run has been. You know, last year being the 100th year of the wrestling program and some of those features and pieces. You know, there's a lot that we can look forward to. Next year, believe it or not, you know, start fast forwarding. It's been 30 years since that first national championship for Division II football.
Wow.
Yeah, 96, that 96 team. Next fall, it's 2026, you know. So you start looking at some numbers and figuring out where things line up. And, you know, we're built on those foundations of the people that came before us. And never want to forget those, but always want to continue to push forward for bigger, better, stronger, faster.
John, when you took this job, obviously there's a lot of highlights. There's a lot of successful programs, but we all know, you know, it is what it is. It's football first, it seems to be, and then men's basketball. When you took this job, I mean, obviously you knew the challenges ahead, and not that you're out there coaching, but your job is to tell those stories, to make it positive, to get people excited. What was it about this job that made you, and it's not just football, but that's a big part of it. What is it about all of that that made you want to take this work on?
Yeah, I'm lucky. I grew up in Fort Collins, so you know, from Northern Colorado, and was able to see some things from afar. My daughter graduated from here in 2024. She's a nurse now, so was able to see UNC from a different angle. And now that I'm here, you know, it's this institution. You know, people always talk about best kept secrets and some of those things. Like, one of the things that I will say is this is not a secret, right? Northern Colorado is the people that are connected here. The biggest thing that we have going is the humbleness of this place.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to get to a point where we are no longer humble about what we've done and what we've accomplished. And now it's okay to puff your chest out. It's okay to wear that logo with pride. I think a lot of people, you know, it's the nature of who we are in Northern Colorado. No one's going to come out and tell you, like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'll tell you what I did, and let me tell you all the records I broke and how this all happened. That's just not the nature of our character and our people here. I'd say the same thing about Lindsay Oates. I'd say the same thing about Ed Lamb. I mean, when you talk to Ed Lamb, you know perfectly that he is a guy who's going to tell you, hey, this is this isn't meeting the need or the expectations where we're at. I respect that. But, coach, do you know what we have done in that meantime,
yeah,
you know, to get to that point? So it's okay. I think there's still some okay pieces. And you know, whether it's Coach Lamb and he's got his own goals, but I'm more than happy to tell the story about successes behind the scenes.
Well, it's you know, I went here in 2005 is when I came up here. And I was writing for the UNC Mirror. And I remember sitting down. I think that was the first or second year, whatever it was, where we were making that transition to FCS Division I. And I honestly, I was always more of a pro guy. I didn't start really diving into college until I actually got into college, and then you start paying attention to more. And then, of course, the show doesn't help. I now like college almost better than I do the pro side. But I didn't understand what that move meant.
Yeah.
You know, what it was going to take. And I just remember a lot of those conversations were like, it's the transition is going to be a long time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are in that same boat where they knew, I think we can compete at this level if we do these things. We've talked internally just things like the level of competition. You know, for every person that overachieves, somebody is underachieving.
Yeah.
So when you start kind of racking things up of where we rank compared to other programs in the league, you know, take men's basketball, for example. You know, Coach Smiley has done a fantastic job. And in some regard, you look at him and you go, how did you accomplish that with the resources you have? And you sit there and you go, you know, maybe you're overachieving of where you're supposed to be. But my deal is to tell the story now of, like, if we want to maintain this level of excellence, we have to make investments into these programs. And that's internally, externally, the whole nine, right? So it cannot be just coming from, hey, we got to continue to come up with duct tape and bailing wire to make something go. We have to be able to invest in these programs, and specifically looking at those external investments, you know, how do we get donors to be a part of this? How do we make the experience better? How do we continue to push forward?
Yeah, this is the stuff I nerd out on, so I love listening to this, John. We'll take a quick break here. I think we're going to have Dom Serrano on the show, too, on the wrestling side of things, in the 1 o'clock hour, and then Zoe Gibbs on the volleyball side as we wrap up this special edition of The Whole Show Live from the University of Northern Colorado. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint. Good morning, NOCO is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. Yeah, I know the Bears game on the football side of it didn't end with the result we wanted, but I got to tell you, college-wise, that was like the most positive of the weekend for us. And that was, unfortunately, I thought this Bears team, the way they battled back, I thought, man, they're going to win this thing, and unfortunately just could not get over the hump at the end.
Division I football in the Centennial State did not go great.
Oh, it was not good.
This last weekend. But, I mean, UNC, the thing that's different, especially I think going year over year right now, is that they're in every game, right? We haven't had this experience of a 55-0 kind of game yet.
Yeah.
And that's a real testament to, you know, what Coach Lamb's got going. And, you know, it's not what we saw at that Utah CU game. You know, that was a little bit rough.
That was rough, really rough. The Broncos were good on Sunday. That was fine. Yep. It was good to see that. Needed that one. Big test for the Bears though coming up this weekend against Montana State. It doesn't get any easier. It's like out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, anytime you see a number next to the name, that's going to be a tough game, right?
Yeah.
And there is a very low number next to that Montana State team that's coming in here. But the one thing I think that's been really cool is that we've proven at UNC right now that we can compete with these teams. Even though we're not necessarily winning every one, we're at least in the mix.
All right, John. Appreciate you, man. I'm sure we'll catch up with you guys as we round out. We got Don Serrano coming up. Talk about local. Talk about a local stud wrestler. Let's get to it. Coming up next, it's The Whole Show Live from UNC. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.